With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden announces more pardons and commutations.
The president is granting clemency to nearly 1,500 Americans in what the White House says are the most ever in a single day. In a statement, Mr. Biden said he's extending mercy to federal convicts who have shown successful rehabilitation and a strong commitment to making their communities safer. He is also pardoning 39 individuals who were convicted of nonviolent crimes, such as drug offenses. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson is hailing the bipartisan passage of the 2025 National Defense Authorization Act. Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins. Johnson says the woke agenda of recent years was successfully stripped out of the appropriation.
One of the things that we were really focused on is doing exactly what you said, and that is return the emphasis of our national defense policy to national defense. We took out a lot of the woke progressive, agenda, not part of that policy prescription. And we prevailed in that. For the first time in federal law, we will be prescribing, and that is preventing, trans surgeries on minors. The funding of that.
Johnson's full This Week on the Hill broadcast will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend and broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. A federal appeals court does away with NASDAQ rules that designed to ensure boardroom diversity. The court ruled that the Securities and Exchange Commission, which approved the rules, lacked the authority to do so. The legal challenge was brought by two groups that said the rules violated civil rights laws and encouraged racial and gender discrimination. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia.
The Fairfax County Circuit Court has refused to quash a lawsuit filed by students against the school board's policy of punishing them if they refuse to use the fellow students' preferred pronouns. School officials have tried repeatedly to get the suit thrown out to no avail. Under a program designed to promote transgenderism, Fairfax County will punish a student up to 5 days of suspension if they fail to use designated pronouns. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One of the nativity scenes on display at the Vatican this month features baby Jesus swaddled in a keffiyeh headscarf worn by Palestinians and anti-Israel terror groups. Artists from Bethlehem made the display for the Vatican and are apparently using Christmas to take sides in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The nativity is being presented at a time of surging anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. Census Bureau data reflects some effect of the pandemic.
Fewer grandparents were taking care of grandchildren. There was a decline in the number of preschoolers, and more people were staying put in their homes in the first part of the 2020s compared with the last part of the 2010s. Those time frames were before the pandemic and during the years of the virus's spread. Some of the changes are COVID-19 related, while others are the result of other occurrences like the opioid crisis. The survey of 3.5 million households covered more than 40 topics. John Scott reports.
The head of the Federal Aviation Administration is resigning. Mike Whitaker announced he will step down from his role on January 20th after being confirmed to a 5-year term last October. Months after being confirmed, he faced a number of issues involving aircraft company Boeing after a door plug blew out during a flight in January. More details at SRNnews.com.